Right now, indirectly, how would you compare ruxolitinib to AZD9291, both in efficacy and tolerability, or can you really not do that?
I don't think we can do it much. I mean, the trials are so immature even with their follow-up. Both cause dramatic responses. I think this hyperglycemia is a unique characteristic of the CO1686, which we don't see with 9291. But otherwise, you know, the uncommon side effects like QTC or pneumonitis, I've seen it with both drugs. I think we need a greater N to assess whether that's really any different between them.
Corey?
There were five cases of interstitial lung disease, the pneumonitis, and those can be showstoppers. So I'm far more concerned about that. It's relatively rare, but I'm far more concerned about that in the long run than QTC prolongation.
But some of those are asymptomatic, not requiring any change in therapy. You know, the harder you look for it, the more you see it. It's like the more EKGs you do, the more QTC changes you see. So
were any of those five cases clinically evident?
I'm not aware of
that. A couple of them were. I mean, there definitely has been clinical pneumonitis with both of these drugs.
But do you see that clinically with erlotinib? I know it's been reported with gefitinib.
I have two patients who've had it with erlotinib.
You can see with any EGFR, TKI. One point about the T790 negative, the response rate here wasn't too different from cetuximab and afatinib, but I think as Jeff has pointed out, the durability of that was pretty low. It was only about 3 or 4 months. So I think in that group, until we have more effective agents for the T790 negative population, chemotherapy is our standard at the time of certainly symptomatic progression.
So Dave, do you see this agent being available soon? And if so, how are you going to choose between the two?
Yeah, I do think it will be available soon. I think it's going to be right next to ruxolitinib. I don't know, you know, I don't have 9291 experience, have ruxolitinib experience. My colleagues, they use 9291 and ruxolitinib try to point to it's easier to manage patients on 9291 because of the hyperglycemia issue. But as has been said, hyperglycemia is pretty easy to manage. So I think these will compete for the same patient population.
Any sort of global feeling, Dave, or maybe have data overall, you know, how often you see enough hyperglycemia, you're going to have to do something about it?
There are some people, I've heard in Japan, they start low-dose metformin with the drug routinely, even the 250 milligrams or something really low. So I think it'll become like we talked about with erlotinib. You have to have that discussion. This is going to happen. You need to manage your diarrhea. We can do this with the skin toxicity. And it should never, neither of those should be a cause for stopping erlotinib. Similarly, I think we can manage the hyperglycemia.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have a choice between a drug that doesn't cause it and does cause it, if you tell me that a third of the patients you're going to have to deal with hyperglycemia, that's one thing. If it's a 5%.
It all boils down to efficacy. I think right now the data are too immature to say that one's better than the other in terms of efficacy. Both are much better tolerated than afatinib cetuximab. Both of them patients would rather take than multi-agent chemotherapy. So I would say down the road, 5 years from now, we may know that one is more effective than the other. Or if they're equally effective, then you can start talking about minor differences in toxicity.
And if they are, or if their perception is they are equally effective, is the hyperglycemia enough of a problem? You think it might change
it? No. I mean, I'm in Texas. A lot of our patients have diabetes anyway. So it's really a non-issue.
Well, these are not the only two drugs in this space, by the way. There's three other drugs in clinical trial. The other point is that we have a lot of experience. Almost every patient here getting these drugs is their own control. They have a crossover experiment. And I must say, I'm very impressed when patients tell you how much easier ruxolitinib is than erlotinib was. Even though this person that had been on it for a year and a half and we had declared her everything just fine, suddenly when she's on this drug, she says, "Doc, this is a lot better." And if you don't have the hyperglycemia, I mean, it's about as easy to use a drug as an oncologist ever gives.